Djeca apokalipse.
Dragi slušalci, dobrodošli u novo 125. izdanje emisije Djeca apokalipse, Djeca otkrivenja na talasima Radio Svetigore. U današnjoj emisiji ćemo čuti još jednom Klausa Keneta. Naime, boraveći u Crnoj Gori, vi ste imali prilike već u našim emisijama da čujete njegova predavanja, da čujete šta je o njemu rekao njegovo visoko preosveštenstvo, arhiepiskop Cetinski, mitropolit crnogorsko-primorski gospodin Amfilohije, šta je rekao arhimandrit Luka Anić i naravno njegovo druženje sa vjernim narodom u duhovnom centru crkvene opštine Podgorica. Čuli ste i kako svira Klaus Kenet, a danas slušamo intervju koji je dao za Radio Svetigoru neposredno prije nego što je otišao dalje za Bosnu i Hercegovinu i Srbiju. Danas ćete čuti, poštovani slušalci, i neke zanimljive pojedinosti iz života Klausa Keneta, koje niste imali prilike do sada da čujete. Naime, čućemo kada je i kako Klaus Kenet prvi put čuo za Crnu Goru, zatim ćete čuti koju je to prvu knjigu pročitao nakon što se preobratio u pravoslavlje. Čućemo da li danas čita, svira, sluša muziku koju je nekad slušao, čućemo o njegovim kontaktima sa rimokatolicima i sa ljudima drugih vjera koje je upoznao tokom svog života. I da li danas sa njima kontaktira? Čućete kako je njegova knjiga dospjela do Vatikana, čućete o njegovom humanitarnom radu kojim se bavi i na koji način će i dalje ostati u kontaktu sa Crnom Gorom i na kraju čućete o njegovim aktivnostima tokom ove godine. Također ćete čuti i o njegovom sajtu i način na koji mu možete direktno pisati. Ovaj razgovor je napravljen krajem oktobra ove godine u manastiru Dajbabe kod Podgorice. Prevodio je arhimandrit Luka Anić. slušamo pojanje monaha manastira Simono Petre.
Hallelujah.
srca apokalipsa.
Slušamo Klausa Keneta.
Otkuda Klaus Kenet u Crnoj Gori?
Because I met a beautiful, wonderful Montenegrin wife and we married.
To je zato što sam našao divnu crnogorsku suprugu i smo se venčali.
She was irresistible, like Montenegro is irresistible.
Bila je neodoljiva kao i sve u Crnoj Gori.
Prije koliko godina to bilo?
In 1998,
u prošlom vijeku, to jest 1998 ili 9. godine.
A prije toga, da li je dolazio ili je čuo za Crnu Goru?
Before this, did you ever visit or heard of Montenegro?
Yes, I've heard and I thought Montenegro is a city, and not a state.
Da.
I thought it's something like Monte Carlo, you know, it's a city.
Čuo sam, ali sam mislio da to neki grad kao Monte Carlo, a da nije država.
Kada ste prvi put došli ovdje, što se tiče naše mitropolije, šta je na vas ostavilo nekako utisak koji ćete ponijeti sa sobom kad se vratite u Švajcarsku?
When you first time visited Montenegro, what made greatest impression of you, of everything here, what you will carry with you in Switzerland?
The poverty,
siromaštvo,
the dirt all around. It was really dirty. Wherever you went, with plastic bags, it was repulsing. It made a big impression on me. That motivated me from the beginning to engage, to do something, to help, to bring help to the people.
I to me motivisalo da uradim nešto, da se potrudim oko ovog naroda.
Šta je uradio Klaus?
I had a foundation because of my books, selling my books, and when I give talks, I collect money.
I onda sam osnovao kao udruženje jedno, u kojem od prodaje mojih knjiga i od predavanja ima prihoda i onda ja to dajem ovdje za prilog u Crnu Goru.
And my wife, her name is Nikica.
Moja žena koja se zove Nikica.
She deviated all the money which used to go to Kenya where I built a school. She deviated it towards Balkan.
Moja žena Nikica je sve pare koje bi inače išle u Keniju gdje sam podigao školu, ona ih je skrenula u Crnu Goru.
So we knew of course by our family how many poor people here are.
Znali smo i zbog moje porodice, sadašnje moje tazbine, koliko ovdje ima siromašnih ljudi.
In the church in Bielopole, for example, they didn't even have the books.
Crkva u Bijelom Polju na primjer nije imala ni bogoslužbene knjige.
So we invested money to bring all these things to the church also.
Tako da smo neka sredstva uložili i za crkvu također.
I even planned to with the money to build the second tower in the Peter and Paul church in Bijelom Polju.
Ja sam čak htio sa tim novcem i da onaj drugi zvonik sazide na crkvi Svetog Petra i Pavla u Bijelom Polju.
But I think they did it now.
Ali mislim da su oni to sad uradili.
So yeah, at least the idea. So I just wanted to do something good for the people here.
Znači, htio sam Petru nešto dobro da uradim za ovaj narod ovdje.
Koliko je vaša žena uticala da zavolite, rekla bih, Crnu Goru i da ulažete svoj trud i da učinite dobročinstvo u Crnoj Gori?
Up to what point your wife has influenced to you that you engage yourself here in this, that and put some money here and
It was in my heart since my conversion already to help the poor. It was always there.
Još od mog obraćenja u pravoslavlje u mom srcu je ta želja da pomognem siromašnima.
My wife was just stealing, not really stealing, but taking the money to bring it to Montenegro.
A žena je te pare koje išla na drugo mesto, ona je kao da ih je krala i usmeravala u Crnu Goru.
And I think it's a good investment.
I mislim da je to dobro ulaganje.
Sada bih nakon ove priče o sadašnjosti i šta je Klaus trenutno uradio kod nas, slušaoci znaju da to ne ponavljamo, o njegovoj knjizi, o njegovom predstavljanju, o predavanjima, da se vratimo unazad kako je u stvari Klaus došao do ovoga što je danas.
Well, when you meet love, when you meet life in a person,
kada sretnete ljubav, kada sretnete život u ličnosti,
as I met in the person of Father Sofroni,
kao što sam to osjetio u ličnosti oca Sofronija,
which I would call now Saint Sofroni the Great, even or Saint Sofroni the Theologian,
koga bih ja nazvao svetim Sofronijem bogoslovom,
you know from the very moment that this is the thing you have been looking all your life for such an encounter, every human being, not only Christians.
I odmah vidite to trenutak koji ste tražili čitavog života, koji svaki čovjek traži, ne samo hrišćani, nego svako ljudsko biće.
So you don't have choice, you don't have a choice even anymore for something else.
Kao da nemate izbor više, pravo na izbor.
But I didn't have the choice because I have tried everything else anyway before, so my choice, my list of choices weren't at the end anyway.
Ali ja onako nisam izborio, sam sve druge izbore pre toga dobro oprobao.
But if you see how many Serbs were running after Patriarch Pavel, you know, people.
Ako vidite koliko je ljudi stremilo po srpskom patrijarhu Pavlu, koji je privlačio ljude sebi.
And only reading about Vladika Nikolaj Velimirović, I mean, this is, you know, this is the real thing.
Ili recimo spisi Vladike Nikolaja Velimirovića, pogledajte, to je zaista ona istinska stvar.
After my meetings with Father Sofroni, I was reading the prologue from Vladimir Nikolaj and other books of his homilies.
Posle svog prvog susreta sa ocem Sofronijem u Esexu, ja sam čitao knjige Vladike Nikolaja.
I felt it's like a family business. Because Father Sofroni was the disciple of Saint Silouan, and Saint Silouan was talking with the Vladika Nikolai in Mandatos once. So I felt somehow it's my family, the family of real life and love.
To je nekako kao porodični krug. Znate, otac Sofronije je duhovno čedo starca Silouana, a starac Silouan je na Svetoj Gori razgovarao sa Vladikom Nikolajem i eto taj se krug tu zato, to je kao krug moje porodice, to ja to tako osjećam.
So when you experience that,
kada to osjetite,
you just see in the beginning that you know nothing,
da osjetite da u početku ništa ne znate,
in comparison with Buddhism, Hinduism or Islam, you know nothing,
u poređenju sa budizmom, hinduizmom i islamom, ovdje vidite da ništa ne znate.
Because these are religions. Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam is a religion. But orthodoxy is not a religion. Orthodoxy is a revelation of God, and it makes all the difference.
Jer ovo su religije, a pravoslavlje nije religije. Pravoslavlje je otkrivenje Božje iznad tih religija.
And it goes to the heart and not to the brain.
I ono ide u srce, a ne u mozak.
But as I found before, Roman Catholicism is going to the brain.
A recimo rimokatolička vera ide u mozak.
They talk about, they philosophize, they theologize about God.
Oni govore, filozofiraju, bogoslovstvuju o Bogu.
And Father Sofroni said in the very beginning already to me, Klaus, I warn you from the people who have a bibliothèque dans la tête, I think he was speaking French with him, mm-hmm. and no empty Christ, no heart, no Christ in the heart.
I kao što mi je otac Sofra na početku rekao, pazi se ljudi koji imaju biblioteku u glavi, a nemaju ništa u srcu.
And to find Christ in your heart is a very paradox. Orthodox paradox. It's a paradox thing.
Da nađete Hrista u svom životu, to je jedan paradoks i pravoslavlje jeste paradoks.
Because in one side you feel all the power of life and love.
Jer s jedne strane osjećate snagu, moći, ljubavi i života.
But on the other hand, paradoxically, you feel that you're a sinner. And it's not a theoretical thing.
A s druge strane osjećate da ste grešnik i to nije samo teoretska stvar.
So it's very unpleasant to be orthodox.
Tako da nije baš prijatno, ili da kažemo vrlo neprijatno, biti pravoslavan.
But there is no other way.
Ali nema drugog.
But the thing is, which I learned also from Father Zofroni, you must take this paradox not on a psychological or social level.
Isto što sam naučio od starca Sofroni je da taj paradox ne smije da se uzme na psihološkom ili sociološkom planu.
Because if all the time you say I'm bad, I'm a sinner, I'm worth nothing, in Greek I say I'm Father Tipota, I'm nothing, I'm nobody.
Jer čitavo vrijeme da govorite ja sam loš, ja sam grešnik, nema ništa u meni.
You shoot a bullet in your head in the end, because you cannot live like that.
Na kraju treba se da pucate sebi u glavu jer nema zašto živjeti.
But if you have a relation, a personal relation to Christ, and you take this experience of grešnik, of sinfulness in a spiritual way, it builds you up instead of bringing you down.
Ali ako imate iskustvo Hrista, onda sva ta priča o grešnosti i nedostojnosti, mjesto da vas pušta, on vas uzdiže.
So Father Zofroni was testing me. He wanted to see if I really want to become pravoslavije through faith.
Zofroni me baš iskušavao, ispitivao da vidi hoću li zaista da želim ja da budem pravoslavan.
Because he knew very well from the Protestants you must convert and they all drop out after some time.
Jer je znao kako to protestanti rade, moraš da se obratiš, na kraju to propadne.
So he knew when the day will come that you might regret to have become Orthodox. Don't go quickly.
I onda mi je rekao, kaže, može se desiti da se ti i pokaješ što si primio pravoslavlje, zato nemoj brzo da ulaziš u ovo.
For 3 years he tested me.
3 godine me ispitivao.
Mais je lui ai cassé les pieds. Comment on dit ça? Je lui ai cassé les pieds, il m'a accepté à la fin. I insisted so much that he felt it was truly in my heart. It was I really wanted.
Ja sam toliko insistirao tako da jer to bilo u mom srcu, tako da on govorio da mu idem na ganglije, znači tako da prevedemo.
Yes. And I never regretted.
I sigurno nisam nikad zažalio.
Slušamo Patti Smith i pjesmu Dead to World.
Dead to the world, my body was sleeping, all my mind was nothing at all. I'm a mist and there's a killing, I'm here, a whisper, you summon, I call. I fold me a presence whose aspect was changing. Oh, he would shift, he would not shift at all. He sat for a while, he was very engaging. And when he was gone, I was down on the smile. With a strange way of walking and a strange way of breathing, more alive than a cave that left me stray. All in all, he captured my heart. Dead to the world and it just slipped away. I hold me definitions in no dictionary is less than a breath of shimmer and smoke. The life in his fingers unwound my existence, dead to the world, alive I awoke. In a strange way of walking, in a strange way of breathing, less than a breath of shimmer and smoke.
Must talk about a mystery even, because.
A treba sada kažem nešto I o tajnstvu, zato.
Father Sofroni said, when you will be baptized, and I was baptized Orthodox after 3 years.
Rekao stara Sofroni, kada budeš kršten, a ja sam posle 3 godine kršten.
You are under the grace.
Ti si pod blagodaću.
That the grace, by God's will, is leaving you after something between 3 and 5 years. Could be a bit longer, but in that period about.
Ali blagodat od posle 3 do 5 godina ona se povlači.
It reminds me when you marry, in the beginning, sweet love, sweet love, sweet love, sweet love.
Meni to posjećalo na brak, kad se u početku uzmete, onda na početku je slatka ljubav.
It's like a pill. With the sugar, you eat the sugar around, but the inside is bitter.
Kao pilula,
it's not the sweet stuff is healing us, but the bitter stuff.
Slatka I unutra gorka.
And in a marriage, when the first love is gone, you see who you are really in a marriage. You wake up from the dream.
I tako je to I u braku, kada ta prva zaljubljenost ode, onda vidiš s kim si u stvari.
And in Orthodoxy is the same. In the beginning, wow, wonderful, wonderful, but it will go away by God's permission.
I isto tako I u pravoslavlju, početku je sve divotno, ali onda se povlači I to je sve po Božjem popuštenju.
Now, the mystery, I said, is I could not tell when grace has left me.
Što se tiče tajne, ja ne mogu da kažem kada me je blagodat napuštala.
Now it's almost 30 years I'm Orthodox.
Sada je već skoro 30 godina kako sam pravoslavan.
And I'm talking with the in Essex in the monastery sometimes.
I držim predavanje I u Essexu.
About this point about losing grace.
Sve na vreme o gubljenju blagodati.
And I'm even convinced today that grace is still with me.
I evo do danas sam siguran da je blagodat još uvijek sa mnom.
Why can I say that?
Zašto to govorim?
Because I have been 36 years really in hell.
Jer 36 godina prije toga ja sam zaista bio u paklu.
And Father Zacharias, which is the follower of Father Sofroni,
a otac Zaharije koji je sledbenik od Sofronija,
he said one day, Klaus, in your life it is special.
On je rekao, Klaus, u tvom životu je posebno.
It's like God has taken his revenge on Satan for the suffering I had before, so that I am in this bliss all the time, in this happiness.
Kaže, Bog se sveti Satani za sve one godine muke I tako si ti još uvek u blaženstvu.
And the meeting, since Christ spoke to me in an audible way, personal, in a personal way, was so powerful.
Lični susret sa Hristom je bio toliko moćan,
that it never went out of my heart, of my brain, of everything.
Da nikad nije izašao iz mog srca, iz moje glave i iz svega mene.
Because the very moment I would drop out from his presence,
ako bih ispao iz njegovog prisustva,
I would find myself in a state where I have been already before, and I was suffering.
Našao bih se u stanju u kojem sam ranije bio, u kojem sam strašno patio.
So I'm just clinging to Christ like a crazy.
I tako sam se držao, ščepao sam Hrista kao lud.
And I think this is all the secret for everybody who will read this or listen to this interview.
I mislim da je ovo tajna okolično za sve koji slušaju ili čitaju ovo.
So the mystery of the secret is the presence of Christ.
Znači da tajna ovog susreta je prisustvo Hristo.
In every meal when we eat in the house, I say all the time, God keep us or keep me in your presence.
I svaki put kad imamo objed u domu, mi kažemo Hriste drži nas u svojoj blizini, u svom prisustvu.
Because since I met Christ, I understand that life is eternity.
Jer od kad sam sreo Hriste, ja sam shvatio da je život u stvari vječnost.
And eternity is now.
I ta vječnost je i ovde,
i sada. Something in the future.
To nije nešto u budućnosti.
Because in eternity there is no future.
Jer u vječnosti nema budućnosti.
So I keep that as much as possible, this presence.
I zato sam koliko god mi je bilo moguće se držao tog prisustva Hristovog.
And that makes me the happiest man in Western world.
I to me je činilo najsrećnijim čovjekom zapadnih zemalja.
And of course this is so much overflow that I want to share it with others.
I normalno to je toliko kipelo napolje da sam htio to da podelim i sa ostalima.
And the point is that once you're happy, it's like Father Sofroni, it attracts people.
To je kao što otac Sofroni, on privlači u sebi ljude.
Because the world is suffering.
Jer svijet pati.
And if there is a happy person, they all want something from you. In the end they want love and life. Everybody wants to profit from you.
Jer se pojavi ličnost koja ima ljubav i život u sebi, oni hoće tudi da to uzmu.
That means it has become my most precious gift is time. The most precious value I have is time.
Time.
Yeah, if I give time, this is the best thing I can give to somebody.
I najskupocenija stvar koju mogu da dam, to je vrijeme.
The more I give to others,
koliko god ja davao drugima,
the less is for, well, even for my wife, for my family.
Manje ostaje za moju ženu, za moju porodicu.
Because I'm constantly overloaded.
Jer sam neprestano preopterećen.
And after my tour in Greece, in Bulgaria and in Montenegro in May this year.
I posle svoje posete Bugarskoj, Grčkoj i Crnoj Gori ove godine,
I had the impression I must die.
Imao sam utisak da moram da umrem.
So I have two choices to die.
Imao sam dva izbora oko umiranja.
I can die in my egoism.
Ili da umrem u svom egoizmu.
Or I can be sort of like crucified for the love for others and be there for everybody.
Ili da se razapnem za ostale i da budem tu svima na raspolaganju.
So I make the choice to be like, yeah, crucified for others.
I onda sam izabrao ovo drugo, da budem razapet za ostale.
And of course the old Klaus doesn't like that.
Ali to se starom Klausu ne sviđa.
My ego is there.
Jer moj ego je tu.
My ego doesn't want to die.
A on ne želi da umre.
So it's a constant fight.
To je znači neprestana borba.
And every time I have the choice, I said, no, Klaus, you decided for the love for others.
I svaki put kada dođe pitanje izbora, onda kažem sebi, ne, Klaus, ti si već izabrao da pomažeš drugim.
Which does not prevent me to have a little personal joy or something, fun also.
Što me ne sprečava da ipak imam neku ličnu radost i razdraganost.
Because I remember Father Sofroni, once he told me that he was a spiritual father for monks in Mount Athos, a monk was desperate to see him.
I otac Sofroni mi je rekao da je jednom kad je on bio na Svetoj Gori, neki monah koji je bio u nedoumici došao do njega.
And Father Sofroni said to this poor monk who was at the brim of exhaustion,
a taj je bio toliko iscrpen da je bio na ivici pada.
Don't break your brain or your heart with these things. If it's too much, sit down and have a cup of coffee, a cup of tea.
Onda otac Sofroni kaže, ne lomi glavu s tim. Ako se nalaziš blizu ivice, stani fino i popiš olju, čaj ili kafe.
So every now and then I have a coca whiskey. Just modernize it a bit.
I svaki put kad se desi, ja budem tako na tom nekom, toj nekoj raskrsnici, ja uzmem Coca-Colu i whiskey i pomešam, yeah, i popijem.
But it's risky because
ali to je riskantno.
Gives me some energy.
Je daje energiju.
And then I write letters again to the people who write me. So it's worse in the end.
I onda dobijem energiju da pišem, da odgovaram ljudima na pisma, tako da se to na kraju svodi ništa.
So my wife is protecting me because she's getting angry when I sit before the computer answering letters, even her sister. Don't write all the time.
A moja se žena ljuti kad stojim ispred kompjutera i njena sestra se ljuti što se oko odgovaranja pisama.
Letters come from all around the world now.
Jer dolaze sa svih strana sveta.
Da napomenem za naše slušalce da Klaus Kenneth ima i svoju web stranicu na kojoj možete poslati i vaše pitanja na koja će on sigurno odgovoriti. Adresa je klauskenneth.com.
with a broken lamp and a glancing ring. Sad, some they say the dream no more, it's a real thing. Señor, Señor, you know the heart is hard as leather. Give me a minute, let me get it together. I just gotta pick myself up off the floor. I'm ready when you are, Señor. Señor, Señor, let's disconnect these cables. Oh, turn the tables. This place don't make sense to me no more.
Apokalipsa.
Klaus, da li je otac Sofronije prvi pravoslavac koga ste vi sreli i upoznali?
In a person, yes. I was once in Jerusalem and I saw an Orthodox in the San Sepulchre, you know.
An Orthodox... kao ličnost, da, vidio sam pre toga pravoslavca na grobu gospodinu u Jerusalemu.
At that time I thought it is folklore.
Tada sam mislio to folklore.
So I didn't go deeper. But Father Sofroni was the first real person, yes.
Ali, da, otac Sofroni je bio prva ličnost.
Koliko godina je tada Klaus imao?
38. I was 10 years with Father Sofroni, visiting him in Essex.
Bio sam 10 godina sa otcem Sofronijem, posećujući ga u Essexu.
You know, it was very funny. I have a lot of anecdotes, but in the English book you will have it now. It's already in the English book.
Dosta anekdota, ali vidjet ćete ih u ovoj sad, u ovom prevodu na engleski.
I was surprised, he was like, you black, you know, beard. And Father Sofroni said, why are you so black?
Recimo jedna od tih priča, otac Sofroni je bio sav odeven kao i pravoslavni monasi u crno. I ja sam ga pitao, zašto si tako crno?
It's told him, life is colorful, look at it, man. Nature is beautiful, all colors, why are you black?
Život je pun boja, divan je, zašto si ti oblačio crno?
So he said, Klaus, it was in Lausanne, Switzerland.
A to je bilo u Lausanne, u Švajcarskoj.
And he said, come to the window, look, the car is passing by.
I rekao mi je, odveo me do prozora i kaže, ajde pogledaj malo automobile koji prolaze.
Blue Volkswagen, green Opel,
plavi
black
Volkswagen,
Mercedes,
zeleni Opel i ostale boje.
He said, observe.
I on je rekao, gledaj.
And he said, which car did you like most?
I rekao je, koja ti se kola najviše sviđaju.
And I said to him, well, the most elegant car was passing was the black Mercedes.
Ja sam rekao, pa sigurno najelegantnija kola koja prolaze su ovaj crni
like
Mercedes. A
na
to je sopak, to sam pa je rekao, eto zato mi nosimo crno.
So, he had humor.
Imao je humor.
He was not a dry, you know, I've seen gurus in India. I've seen
gurus in Indiji.
And they were always deadly serious.
A oni svi bili smrtno ozbiljni.
But Father Sofroni was humorous.
A on je bio baš duhovit.
He was spontaneous.
Potpuno spontan.
And when I wanted to take a photo of him,
kad sam teo da ga fotografišem,
he said no.
Rekao je ne.
Because I have 2000 photos, they all show me who I am not. I have enough of these pictures.
Već 2000 fotografije pokazuju šta ja nisam. Ja imam već mnogo tih fotografija.
So, but I felt a bit bad because I wanted to have a picture of him.
Ja sam baš teo da imam njegovu fotografiju.
And he was turning around. He felt that I felt sad because he
was. I was also.
And he said, "Klaus, you know, I'm not yet enough humble."
Rekao je, znaš, Klaus, ja još uvijek nisam dovoljno smiren.
He was posing for me.
I onda je pozirao.
Yeah. So he just could feel life in him.
Mogli se da osjetite život u njemu.
Yeah. Very impressive. And then, of course, spiritual more and more, of course. In the last following years, it was becoming.
On je onda napredovao u duhovnom životu.
Da li vam je žao, Klause, godine koje ste proveli u drugim religijama?
No. Father Zofroni did so. He did yoga for 9 years of transcendental meditation for 8 or 9 years. He regretted very much.
Nije mi žao, a otac Sofron je proveo 9 godina u 9 years in what?
Transcendental meditation.
Transcendental meditaciji i on je mnogo žalio zbog
toga. He said I could have gone more, but these 9 years I regret deeply.
On je rekao, kaže, mogao sam da idem dublje u ovom pravom, kaže, a za ovih 9 godina baš žalim.
I do not regret myself because I've written another book about gurus and yoga.
Napisao sam još jednu knjigu o guruima i jogi.
And now these life experiences I had,
a sada ova životna iskustva koje imam,
bring many many people in comparison to the true faith.
A mnogi ljudi navodi da upoređuju dvije vjere.
Because people tell me you speak authentically.
Jer mi govore, kaže, ti govoriš istinito, autentično.
So in this sense, I mean, I'm old and late anyway for the faith. I'm old and late, like Father Zofroni, you know. I don't have to lose time anymore.
Ja sam star i kasno je za.
I'm old and it's too late for me anyway.
I kasno je za mene u svakom slučaju.
So at least with what I have, God transformed it into something very positive.
Jer to što sam imao, Bog je sam preobrazio u nešto vrlo, vrlo pozitivno.
Makes me authentic.
I to me čini autentičnim.
Da li Klaus radi nešto što je radio i prije preobražaja, u smislu, da li čita iste knjige, sluša istu muziku, gleda iste filmove?
Yes, no, I said goodbye to the world.
Rekao sam ja,
to my big surprise, to my big surprise.
Na svoje sopstveno iznenađenje, ja sam muzičar.
I could not imagine that one day music becomes insignificant for me.
Nisam mogao zamisliti da će muzika da bude you could not or you could.
I could not imagine. If you love music, a person tells you, you are not allowed to listen to music. That's what some priests unfortunately do. They forbid everything. Mm-hmm. But God does not forbid.
Nisam mogao zamisliti da će muzika da mi postane nešto nevažno u životu.
Okay. If Father Zofroni would have told me, don't listen to music, Klaus, I would have been away immediately.
Da mi je otac Sofroni rekao, nemoj da slušaš muziku, Klaus, ja bi odmah preko vrata otišao.
But Father Zofroni took me by the hand and took me to Christ.
Ali otac Sofroni me uzeo za ruku i poveo me Hristu.
And in my heart I know that music is worldly.
I tako sam u srcu osjetio da je muzika nešto svetsko.
So these things just they drop by itself and not by moral teaching.
A te stvari same od sebe padaju, a ne od nekog moralizatorskog učenja.
No, I still listen a bit, not very much. I don't listen. Actually, I don't listen to music at home anymore.
U stvari sada i ne slušam nikakvu muziku kod kuće.
It's no meaning anymore.
Nema više značaja.
When you hear the Montenegrin singing in church,
kada čujete crkveno pjenje u Crnoj Gori,
you have 7 people and 10 different voices.
Gde ima 7 ljudi a 10 različitih glasova.
It's called cacophonia.
To se zove kakofonija.
So you will not be attached to music with, if it's not good sung. When the father Father Vilofia sometimes they have better singers. It's acceptable.
Aha, kada dođe Vladika Filohija, onda bude i boljih pojaca.
So that's about music.
Eto, to je muzici.
And other money and all, as I say, worldly things.
Sve te,
I said goodbye to the world.
Ovo svetske stvari su otišle, ja sam rekao
fashion,
tome,
you know, all these things which
modi, svemu tome.
It's got no meaning anymore.
Nema to više značaja.
Apokalipsa.
Kada ste odlučili da ćete se baviti onim što se sada bavite, u smislu predavanja, pisanja knjiga, odgovaranja na pisma raznih ljudi iz svijeta?
I never decided, it was decided from on high.
Nisam nikad odlučio, to je Bog odlučio.
The first evening in the Prvo, cathedral in Lausanne.
Večer u katedrali u Lozani.
There were 1,000 people.
Bilo oko 1,000 ljudi.
And after my conversion, the priest said, "Tell a bit what happened to these 1,000 people."
Sveštenik je rekao prisutnima, rekao je meni, obrati se prisutnima i reci šta se dogodilo.
There was a director of Radio Luxembourg. He's a very famous. And he wanted to make an interview what he has heard.
Bio je tu direktor Radio Luxembourg i on je htio da napravi intervju o tome što se dogodilo.
So what I said was not one interview, but it was a series of 3 weeks. It lasted 3 weeks.
To što sam ja rekao nije bio jedan intervju, nego to trajalo 3 nedelje.
They got so many letters from France, Radio Luxembourg in French speaking, in Switzerland.
Jer su dobili toliko pisama iz Francuske, to Radio Luxembourg.
They were the first one to publish a little book about my life.
I oni su štampali tu knjigu u mom životu.
And this was what Father Zaffaroni knew about my life. He had this little book.
I to je što i otac Sofron je znao o mom životu, ali ima tu malo.
And from that very first day, I got invitations to speak.
I od tog prvog dana dobio sam priziv da govorim.
And then this little book I remembered more and more, and it became this book in the end.
I ta mala knjižica, ja sam pamtio to što sam govorio, ona je nekada postala ova knjiga koju sam objavio.
In the beginning it was a book about my life.
U početku to je bila knjiga o mom životu.
Egoistic book.
Egoistično.
Glorifying myself.
Slavljenje samog sebe.
Adventurous Klaus.
Veličanstveno Klaus.
So when Father Sofroni heard about it, he said, "Don't publish the book."
Kada je Tolta Sofroni je vidio, rekao, nemoj da štampaš tu knjigu.
But they have paid me already in England, the publisher.
Ali već
a lot of money.
Već su oni to u Engleskoj platili, izdavač.
And I must publish the book. And I said, Father Zaffaroni, the contract is signed.
Ja sam rekao, oče Sofroni, je ugovor je potpisan već.
Father Zaffaroni felt that it is not a good time to, not this book.
Ali oče Sofroni mislio da nije dobro vreme za tu knjigu da izađe.
Because I didn't know anything about orthodoxy, about faith. I was a newcomer, I was a baby.
Jer nisam ja tad znao nešto o pravoslavlju, ja sam bio došljak u svemu tome kao, kao bebica.
And he simply asked, do you want me to pray for this situation? I mean, they got the money and the contract. Do you want me to pray for it?
I otac Safran mi rekao, ću ja da se pomolim za to, oko tih ugovora i to.
And he said, yes.
I rekao
and sam da. And the book was never published, I never had to pay back any money.
I ta knjiga nikad nije na engleskom izdata i ali nisam morali da vratim novac.
Now this publisher was one of the greatest in the world, doesn't exist even anymore.
A taj izdavač
called Marshall in London.
Marshall u Londonu, to je jedan od najvećih izdavača, bio sad više i ne postoji.
But in the following almost 20 years I knew more about Christ, I knew more about faith.
Ali u sljedećih 20 godina ja sam mnogo više znao o Hristu i o vjeri.
And now this book, I can see from my reactions from all over Europe now and the world.
A sad ta knjiga što vidim iz reakcija po celoj Evropi.
Is glorifying Christ and not me.
Ona sada proslavlja Krista, ne mene.
And then it got the blessing of Father Zofronije and here we are.
I onda ona dobija blagoslov oca Sofronije i onda ćemo imati.
One language after another is coming.
Prevodi se na jedan po jedan jezik svetski.
Last one will be Spanish now.
Posljednje na koji preved, na koji će se za sad prevesti je španski.
Da li je kao što je ovaj susret sa ocem Sofronijem?
Like the meeting with Father Sofronius.
Ostavio na njega
impression. Trak.
U drugim religijama ste također sreli određene ljude.
In other religions you have met certain people?
Yes, yes, yes.
Da li sada možda sa nekim ima kontakta od njih i na koji način ih se sjeća kao primjer što je pričao no. O majki Terezi.
I remember the 90% of the gurus
90% gurua
as hypocrites.
Ja ih se sjećam kao hipokrita, licemera,
power seeking,
željnih moći,
co-workers of Satan, very clearly now.
Jasni slugu Satana.
10% of them were honest people.
10% od njih su bili pošteni ljudi.
They were really seekers.
Oni su zaista bili tražitelji.
But prisoners of their culture.
Ali su bili zarobljenici svoje kulture.
But they were honest people.
Ali su bili zaista.
And they have my love and my respect.
I imali su moju ljubav i poštovanje.
Yes. I don't have contact anymore because well, I'm doing what I'm doing now. I'm just traveling around the world.
Nemam više kontakte, ja evo radim što radim sad, eto me po čitavom svijetu.
S obzirom da je rođen kao katolik, sada je pravoslavac, a pričao je o susretu sa majkom Terezom, koliko je ona ostavila na njega nekih pozitivnih ideja u odnosu na ono što je on doživio. Da li sad ima kontakte sa nekim iz katoličke crkve? Da li ga možda oni zovu da drži predavanje i priča prispod?
Some contacts, not very many, some contacts. Yes.
Neke kontakte imam, ne baš mnogo.
Well, they contact me sometimes.
No, oni me nekad zovu da držim predavanja.
Mm. And now I have an Orthodox Greek friend who is a friend of the Pope in Rome.
Imam pravoslavnog prijatelja Grka koji je prijatelj pape rimskog.
He gave him my book to the Pope in 30th of August this year.
A u avgustove godine dao je moju knjigu papi.
He said to my friend also he wanted to open an Orthodox institute in Rome.
Moj prijatelj htio da napravi pravoslavni institut u Rimu.
He's very much turned to orthodoxy, of course, the Pope. He knows that very well.
Ovaj papa je otvoren prema pravoslavlju, on poznaje to dosta dobro.
But again he was afraid for his life, so he will open that institute and will call it Institute of Eastern Europe Studies and not Orthodox Institute.
Ali on će otvoriti taj institut i nazvaće ga Institut za istočno evropske studije, ne pravoslavni institut.
So this is very personal, private, from the friend to the Pope. It's not even known in Rome such things.
To je vrlo lično bilo tog prijatelja mog sa papom da to ne znaju ni u Rimu.
Yes. So the other point with other religion, with Christian religion,
što se tiče drugih stvari u vezi hrišćanskih denominacija.
Very often the question about ekumenizm.
Često je pitanje ekumenizma.
And I think ecumenism does not exist.
Mislim da ekumenizam kao takav ne postoji.
Since 100 years they try and it only created separation more and more.
Jer preko 100 godina se pokušava, a sve se veći jaz pravi.
There's only one truth, one Christ and one church, and that's the Orthodox.
Postoji samo jedna istina, jedna crkva i jedan Hristos, a to je pravoslavno.
But there are very good Christians, of course, who I'm not going to judge them.
Ali također postoje u drugim denominacijama vrlo dobri hršćani.
And they are very terrible Orthodox. They don't go to church, they don't go to communion, they are sinners and they don't care. So.
A s druge strane postoje užasni pravoslavni koji ne idu u crkvu, ne pričešćuju se, grešni su.
That's why I love to come here to kick people a little bit in there.
Zato ja volim da dođem ovdje da je dozvoljeno ljude
They have the best and they don't know.
Imaju najbolje, a to ne znaju.
S obzirom da putuje i da priču drugim narodima, gdje mu do sada bilo nekako najbolje da kaže da je onako bio kao kod kuće?
In Cyprus and in Montenegro.
Na Kipru i u Crnoj Gori.
Yes. It is you can see that what Father Amfilohije did in the last 20-30 years.
Vladika Amfilohije uradio u zadnjih 20-30 godina.
I think Father Luca is helping in that also. Uh-huh. So he's also guilty for the good thing. So you can feel that there is living faith.
Vidite da ovdje ima žive vjere.
In Kipar also, in Romania also is not bad.
U Rumuniji isto tako nije loš.
And as we said in Bulgaria, it is in Greece also a lot of work to do.
I u Bugarskoj baš nije dobro, a i u Grčkoj mora mnogo da se radi.
Yes.
Što znači da će nam sigurno Klaus opet doći?
That means that for sure you will come once again and many times.
Why? I mean twice a year.
Ja dolazim ovdje dva puta godišnje.
I samo za planovi sad.
And because I'm so detached, I've changed my flight the third or fourth time now. Today I will go to the airport and change my flight again. I cannot go away from Montenegro.
Evo sam već treći ili četvrti put odložio avion, ne mogu da odem u Crne Gore.
Yes. Now we'll go to Bosnia.
Sad bih išao u Bosnu.
Tell you afterwards how is there.
Posle ću vam pričati kako je bilo.
Čekamo vas.
We are waiting for you.
Thank you very much. God bless the work.
Hvala vam, Bog da vas blagoslovi i vaš rad.
That Gora becomes sveti, saint.
Da ovaj grad postane sveti.
Yes.
Case dismissed.
Thanks to Sveti Sava.
Hvala Svetom Savi.
Sveti Sava.
On je blizu mom srcu.
Djeca apokalipse.
Poštovani slušaoci, danas smo imali priliku da čujemo još jednom Klausa Keneta. Naime, prilikom odlaska iz Crne Gore, on je ekskluzivno za Radio Svetigoru dao intervju koji je napravljen krajem oktobra ove godine u manastiru Dajbabe. Prevodio je arhimandrit Luka Anić. Vama, dragi slušalci, na pažnji zahvaljuju vladika Lipljanski gospodin Jovan iz studija na Cetinju Vesna Krivčević. Do sljedećeg susreta, s Bogom.
Djeca apokalipse.